Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Autumn Benson, president of the Rose City Rollers, and Adrian LaFrance Wells, director of the Chenault Aviation and Military Museum. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Corey.
Let me start with you guys. First, Autumn, you're at the Rose City Rollers. Some folks may not know about the Rose City Rollers. What are you guys?
We are a roller derby team that has been established in Monroe since 2011.
Okay, so roller derby played on, of course, roller skates. And Adrian, you're at the museum. You get to travel all over the world. I just saw you went to Russia the other day.
I did, yeah.
That was kind of cool.
It really was.
Where do they do this running of the bulls thing? Is that Spain?
So, yes, we bring the spirit of Spain's running of the bulls to downtown Monroe. But instead of live bulls, we have roller derby girls who dress up with bull horns, and they carry wiffle ball bats, and they skate down the streets of Monroe.
So, just like running of the bulls, you run away from the bulls, right?
That's right.
Is that the idea?
That's right. And it's all very tongue-in-cheek. It is a one-mile fun run. A lot of people walk it, though. So we do have some serious runners. It's family-friendly. People can come out and watch the spectacle. And if you do want to just come and watch, it is free. So, but there is a charge to run.
So, Autumn, your ladies get all kind of dressed up for the event, bull horns and makeup and the whole thing. And then what do you guys do?
Well, we basically chase the runners. We have the wiffle ball bats. Some people tend to taunt us like matadors. So that's pretty much it. But we do have a costume contest. So our girls have been planning their outfits for months.
And these costumes are incredible. Last year was the first year that we did this in Monroe, and it was kind of a hard concept to get across to people. But now that people see it, there's a lot of really cool video footage online on Facebook. You know, and so you can go online and see what it looks like, because the girls really put a lot of effort into their costumes, and everybody has a great time.
So, Autumn, you're skating down the street, you're a bull, and you're whacking people with a wiffle ball bat.
Yes, but all in good fun.
All in good fun.
Yeah, nobody gets injured.
Now, this is all taking place, Autumn, when? When do we do this?
This is taking place this weekend, June 9th. Registration starts at 3, and festivities are kicking off then, and the run starts at 5 p.m.
And then after the run, we'll have a celebration, and Kenny Bill Stinson will be playing after the run. And this will all be at the Flying Tiger Brewery. They are wonderful partners of ours. They came to us with this idea, and we have just run with it. We also want to, of course, thank our title sponsor, Origin Bank. They've been great partners to work with as well.
So this is happening this Saturday. Mm-hmm. 5 p.m. is the I guess, is that the kickoff for the run?
It's when the run starts.
So are there any, do people need to do anything? Do you, like, show up, and what do you do?
So the best thing to do now is actually go ahead and go online to our Facebook page, which links up to the Eventbrite page, and register there now. We will have on-site registration that will begin at 3 p.m., but it's best to just go ahead and register. We do require everyone to wear white T-shirts, just like in the real Running of the Bulls in Spain.
Yeah, so you can see the blood.
Yeah, right. So we really want everyone to be in costume to make this a really cool event. We will give out the scarves, the red scarves, again, just like in Spain, with your registration. We'll also have T-shirts for sale on site that day as well.
So there's a cost, Autumn, to run with the bulls, and that money, though, is going back to the museum.
That's right. So this is a joint fundraiser in that it supports the Rose City Rollers and the Chenault Aviation and Military Museum. And, of course, with the museum, it will support our veterans programs, our numerous veterans programs that we present to the community.
Okay, so it's all happening on North 2nd Street, or at least that's where you where you start. Where's the race course? Where does it go?
It's going to go down Pine Street and then come back up 4th and down Washington back to the brewery.
back to the brewery, and then I guess the adult festivities begin.
Yeah, and we will have activities for children as well. This is absolutely a family-friendly event. People can bring their kids. We'll have bouncy houses and a kids zone. We'll have food trucks out there. Cheesy Rider and Tribes food trucks will be there. And, of course, live music with Kenny Bill, and I think we'll have music as well leading up to the charge. So.
Autumn Benson and Adrian LaFrance-Wells are with me for Bulls in the Street. It's coming up this Saturday. Adrian, I need to ask you, I was looking at your website, just doing some research. You guys are raffling a Jeep. Tell me about
that. We are. So our Jeep raffle, which we've been doing for a couple of months, it will wrap up on July 4th. We're going to draw the winner of this beautiful, brand new $35,000 Jeep, red Jeep. Tickets are available on our website, ChenaultMuseum.org, or you can go online, or you can come to the museum, rather, and purchase tickets in person. So it's a very, very reasonable fee. It's actually the least expensive vehicle raffle that I've ever seen, to buy a ticket. But it really supports our mission and all the things that we do for our veterans.
Autumn, if somebody wanted to come out and take part in Bulls in the Streets, they need to show up at what time? If they haven't registered, they just want to show up. I know the race starts at 5, but when do they show up?
Start showing up at 3 p.m. so we can get you registered and then get your scarf.
All right, so 3 p.m., the big kickoff's at 5, and folks can come out and line the way and watch the carnage,
but
right?
But please register early online.
All right, girls with wiffle ball bats chasing you through the streets of Monroe. You don't want to miss it. And the big post-festivities going on at Flying Tiger. To find out more, you can visit the Chenault Museum website at chenaultmuseum.org, or you can visit our website, kedm.org.